let's try to answer the second question. What is the relation between the order and the FWBO? I say the FWBO, but strictly speaking, there's no such thing as the FWBO. That is to say, no such thing as the FWBO in the singular. There are only FWBOs in the plural. For instance, there's the FWBO North London, there's the FWBO Glasgow, there's the FWBO New Zealand, and of course, we mustn't forget, there's the FWBO Brighton. Though there is one FWBO, which is called simply the FWBO, and that's the original FWBO, which I started in 1967, and which is now based on Sukhavati, our new centre in East London. All these FWBOs are on the same footing. All are autonomous. All run their own affairs. There's no centralisation. There's no headquarters. There's no organisational pyramid. So you may ask, well, what holds them all together? And the answer is, they're held together spiritually by the order. Each autonomous FWBO is run by a small group of order members working in cooperation. The number varies. It varies from 3 or 4 up to 10 or 12. In a few cases, an order member may be concerned with the running of more than one FWBO. And each FWBO has its own premises, its own regular program of activities, that are to say meditation classes, yoga classes, lectures, study courses, retreats, communication exercises, poetry readings, and so on. And all of these activities have one aim and object, one purpose, which is simply to help people in their personal development. So all these activities are open to all who care to come along. So the various FWBOs represent simply the machinery through which order members function, through which groups of order members function, through which they offer their services, offer themselves to society at large. And each autonomous FWBO is a registered charity, though the law governing these things differs a little from country to country. The order itself, by the way, is a purely spiritual body. It is not a legal entity, and it has, therefore, no legal existence. It has only a spiritual existence. Now, there are two points to be made here. First, not all order members are occupied in running FWBOs. Indeed, not all order members are expected to be. Some may be devoting themselves mainly to meditation, even to solitary meditation. Others devoting themselves to literary work. Others may be concerned principally with the bringing up of their children. Others may be travelling from place to place, even all over the world, visiting different FWBOs and making fresh contacts. But whatever they may be doing, all order members keep in regular touch with one another. This is considered most important, indeed, absolutely essential. And they keep in touch by means of weekly order meetings, monthly order days, and annual order conventions, as well as in other ways and on other occasions. Second, not all the FWBOs need be urban centres running a regular programme of activities. Some may be functioning as country retreat centres, others may be communities of one kind or another. And in certain cases, groups of order members may not function through an FWBO at all. They may decide to function in a different sort of way, through a different kind of organisational setup. May decide to function, for instance, through a publishing house, or a school, or a restaurant, or a housing association, or even through a business, provided, of course, in the latter case, that it was in accordance with the principles of right livelihood. I'll have something more to say about this in the next lecture.